Good day, everyone. This is Mike Suzalo with the highlights in the greens for this Thursday at the Merck. The familiar trend of bull spreading beans coupled with buying of beans against wheat and corn continues to be the big two drivers of price action today as funds keep their focus on the tightening soy fundamentals but remain hesitant to buy the grain complex outright. USDA's updated 2013 acreage assessment released this morning by the chief economist came out friendly for wheat, neutral to slightly friendly for corn, and bearish for the soybeans, with the updated soy acreage number jumping 1.5 million acres from the baseline projections released last week, now standing at 77.5 million planted. However, while these numbers are likely playing out in the spreads for both corn and beans, the overall market sentiment remains negative and held captive by Kansas City July wheat falling to its lowest level since late June of last year. The July is now near an old and familiar support level from most of the past 9 months at around 765. That's July KC. We'll be watching that closely. What's hitting the wheat so hard? Well, the International Grain Council released a slightly larger wheat production figure earlier today, but I guess this should have been offset by fresh unknown export sales of U.S. soft red wheat and smaller 13 wheat acres by the USDA's chief economist. That leaves the weather and spreads as our main culprits for the continued slide in the wheat market. In fact, I noticed earlier today that the wheat-bean spread has now moved to its lowest level since mid-September of last year, as managed money funds are reportedly back to a net length not seen since November in soybeans. The wheat-corn spread also has tracked back to levels not seen since June of last year. So heading into the close, if old crop beans hold near the $15 level like they are presently, I'd be looking for the corn to potentially experience some short covering as weekly ethanol data showed increased production but no increase in stocks versus last week. Also, interior corn basis continues to carry a nice premium. For more information, go to globalanalytics.biz. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.